Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Have you noticed that the most successful business people are business people who don't listen to the crowd? They just don't accept what's called conventional wisdom. They're not listening to the gurus who say, this is the way we should do it. We used to do it that way, but we don't do it that way anymore because it's just old hat. One of those examples is cold calling. How many times have I heard or read on the internet, cold calling is dead? Cold calling just doesn't work anymore. Usually these are people who are involved in social media. But if you talk to any salesperson who is on the top of his game or her game, they will tell you that they do cold calling. They just don't sit around and wait for people to come to them. They go out and they find business. They set appointments. They pick up the telephone. That's just one example of conventional wisdom. Don't cold call. What a mistake. Another example of conventional wisdom is that you must have a positive mental attitude all of the time. The positive mental attitude will get you to where you want to be. Think positively and positive things will happen. And that's true. You must have a positive mental attitude, with the exception of when you walk through the door of your business. When you walk through the door of your business, of course you want to be positive. You want to find the good things. You want to compliment people. You want to be able to find what they're doing well so that you can encourage them. But on the other hand, you have to look at negativity. You have to say to yourself, what is not working in my business? If you take a few minutes every single day when you walk in and you say, what's not working? Are my salespeople prospecting? Are they closing properly? Is shipping delivering on time? Are my products being packaged well? Whatever the case is, whatever the story is, whatever the conversation is, you must have negative thoughts and you must determine exactly what's not working in your business. If you walk around with a positive attitude all the time and you go, everything is wonderful, there is no problem whatsoever, one day you'll find out that the sky is falling and you won't know exactly which way to turn. Negativity in business with a positive mental attitude is one of the keys to success. It will take you a long way. Why? Because you're uncovering what's not working. Why are you in business? You are in business to make a profit. Business equals profit. How do we make a profit? We sell goods or services to someone who needs something, and we're going to help them make a profit by using our product or service. But to do that, we have to make sure that our product and service is meeting the mark, that we're really giving them what they need. If we're not giving them what they need, and if we're thinking we're just doing fine, look at this, one day we find out we've lost the customer or the client. Or we're on top of our game and everything seems to be sailing along, but because complacency has set in, we are on the way down and don't even know it because we haven't stopped to think about it. We haven't taken that side of what's wrong, what's not working, what do we need to improve upon. So have a positive mental attitude. Have an understanding that the future is bright because you're going to make it bright. And you're going to be successful. If the economy is good, you're going to be successful. If the economy is not good, you're going to be successful. You're going to really think about it, and you are going to uncover what is not working in your business and work on it, understand it, improve upon it, and then you will have a positive attitude on that particular situation and then move on to the next challenge. You must challenge yourself. You must understand what's going on in your business. You must know exactly where you are, where you want to be, and how you're going to get there. And you have to know what the obstacles are that will keep you from getting there. This is Howard LeWinter. And of course, always have a good attitude, but always put yourself in a position where you're looking at things closely to uncover what's not working. And I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.